Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 30th, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Senate Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Earlier today, I wrote a quick diary about some of the improvements coming to HTTP. Remember, HTTP 1.1, the version we currently use the most, was defined in 1999. So that's about 13 years ago. A lot has happened since then. Probably one of the most ambitious proposal that has some following now is Speedy, S-P-D-Y. It's proposed by Google, implemented in the latest version of Firefox and, of course, in Google Chrome. Now, it's implemented in these browsers, but not turned on by default because of its somewhat experimental nature. Now, Twitter and Google are two websites that already use this protocol if your browser supports it. Some of the big changes to Speedy are that headers are now also compressed, not just the body as in HTTP 1.1, and it has some bidirectional features. One of the big shortcomings of HTTP when it comes to modern websites and web services is that the server can't really notify the client of new content. The server always has to wait for the client to request that content. Now, Speedy is really part of the application layer, but sort of sitting between TCP and HTTP. We do have a couple of proposals as part of HTTP, like WebSockets, for example, but also on the TCP layer. Google, for example, is proposing, why should we waste the first three packets of the TCP connection just doing the handshake? Wouldn't it be much better to already exchange some data? The HTTP request typically would just fit into the SYN packet, and with that, we essentially can get the conversation started earlier and gain about 100 milliseconds of latency, which can be important for some of these AJAX applications and the like. This will, however, be a lot harder to cope with for a lot of our security products. Now, it was always legal to send data on SYN. However, nobody did it. And as a result, a lot of intrusion detection systems, for example, but also firewalls and such, will not allow any SYN packets with payloads to pass. And that could cause problems if companies like Google, for example, create web browsers that would cause this behavior. At this point, the TCP part is being left alone, but like I said, things like Speedy are definitely coming and in part already implemented, so you may see them on your network. I'll cover some of that in future diaries, and we'll also show some packets to show how this really looks on the wire. But let's see what we have in the news today. The Flame malware is still being heavily discussed. Now, one of the aspects there is a lot of speculation about is why wasn't there any antivirus signature for this malware earlier? It was, after all, first seen about 2 years ago. Well, the problem really is that there's so much malware out there that for a fairly targeted piece of malware, like Flame apparently was in particular targeted at a small market as far as antivirus is concerned, there isn't going to be a signature because it's never going to reach a threshold where antivirus companies will consider it worthwhile to add a signature. Now, of course, they all have a signature just because it hit the news big time and they sort of want to tell their customers that they're protected. Of course, they're protected against yesterday's version of Flame, not necessarily the up-and-coming version. Now, while we're talking about targeted attacks that make a lot of news, there was an interesting article about an item of supply chain security. In this particular case, a researcher claimed that a military-grade chip manufactured in China included a backdoor, and he used a fairly complex method to prove that. Now, as it turns out, this military-grade chip was actually a normal field program programmable gate array. Just it's also available in a military version that essentially just is able to survive higher temperature ranges than the not military certified civilian version. The backdoor, it turns out, was what's usually referred to as JTAG. This is a special connector that you can use to connect a USB port for debugging purposes. It's not reachable whatsoever remotely. You have to physically connect to the chip. If you ever hacked a Linksys router or something like this and messed up, they typically have JTAG connectors on the board that allow you to recover from, for example, bad firmware flash. So pretty nice piece of analysis as usual here from Errata Security that kind of shows that this isn't really all that serious as it originally looked. Well, anyway, that is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.